Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We were getting off into the Lone Star State, why Texas is known as the Lone Star. And that's because it entered as a country, as a republic, and retained its rights. But if you try to talk about it and promote it, they will send SWAT teams out to your ranch to blow your heads off. And, of course, normally it's uneducated ne'er-do-wells that push it and immediately announce themselves to be the presidents instead of going about actually getting the people of Texas to vote and do this properly. But that's a whole nother side issue. The point is Spain, the Spanish government-backed Centra, is taking over 8,000 miles of roads. There's only 7,000 miles of toll roads in the whole country. This is where they take existing roads and put transponders in your car and control and track and trace everything you're doing. Jim Mars, you want to finish talking about the Trans-Texas Corridor, then we'll let John in Texas finish up here briefly?
I sure do, and I thank John for bringing up the Trans-Texas Corridor because I know a great many of your listeners are in Texas, and we're being told this is being pushed hard by Governor Rick Perry. This was his little brainchild. And of course, it's no secret that he is just kind of a stooge for the Bushes and acting on behalf of the New World Order. What's not being told is this Trans-Texas Corridor, which would be a super eight-lane highway going from Laredo all the way up to the Oklahoma border, is only the Texas leg of what is known as the NAFTA Superhighway or the Canamex Highway. If you want to learn about this, get on your computer and type in NASCO.com. That's the North American Coalition for the Super Corridor. And you'll find that it's going to go all the way from southern Mexico up into Canada, and it's going to devastate the U.S. economy because then all those ships from China with their containers will land in Mexican ports and bypass the longshore unions.
But that's only one of 83. They're seizing every major highway.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, but then that's nothing new, Alex. The interstate highway system was not built for the benefit of the public. It was built for military use, and that's why every 5 miles you have to have 1 mile of straight highway so you can use it as a landing field if they want to.
That's right. They took our tax money and built it. Now they're saying, we don't own it. We're giving it to foreign countries. Finish up, John. You had one other point you were trying to make.
Okay. In this treaty, Texas is supposed to, I don't see how the federal government can possibly give it or take it or do anything with the state's property, at the very least, without paying royalties to the state of Texas for the land.
Well, they can do it, number one, as Alex said, because, you see, this was determined back in 1865. If you don't do what some federal bureaucrat wants you to do, they'll send in the federal marshals. If that doesn't work, they'll send in the National Guard. And if that doesn't work, they'll send General Sherman and 60,000 Yankees, and they'll burn a swath through your state. So, the whole idea of democracy at the grassroots level was pretty well preempted after the war between the states. But what's happening now, John, is that they're not just taking it. What they do is they've gotten their people and people who are go-alongs.
They got minions everywhere. They got minions everywhere that sign off.
And they are giving this stuff over to the federal government, yeah. And the people in Texas and the people in the other states, number one, are not being told truthfully what's going on.
And let's be clear. Every major Texas road, they're going to grab all the land around it and not even pay you for it.
That's right. And that's another thing. This super highway, they say, well, at best, it's only going to be 1,200 feet. Of course, that's more than half a mile. But what they don't talk about is the jurisdiction. You'll have jurisdictional boundaries that could extend out, 5 miles, 10 miles?
Yeah, they say 5 on each side, a total of 10. Thank you, caller. We kept that caller on a while because he's bringing up good points. I want to get to everybody. I'm going to blitz through your calls now. Jim Mars is our guest. A lot of knowledge, I told you. Any subject you want to bring up, this is a news hound. This is a newsman. Really informed. And he teaches college and writes best-selling books. And he'll be at my event coming up this Saturday in Big D.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
You go to InfoWars.com right now. We've got a big, fat link, JimMars.com. You can get that address later, but it's his name. Great website, great news reports every few days he puts out. All his wonderful books, links to get on them there. Of course, we just carry one of his books, and I should carry more, but it's The Terror Conspiracy. Not even available yet in stores, but we have got it, so I hope you'll get it at InfoWars.com. We're going to go through your calls really quickly now, as fast as we can. Joel in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Jim, pleasure to speak to you. I'd like to talk to about the prelude for World War III. I'm pretty sure they're going to try an economic collapse. They're going to attack housing, the oil stock market, the debt. They're trying to get rid of the middle class that way so that the middle class doesn't have the economic wherewithal to even put up a fight. And the only thing they cannot attack would be the precious metals market. So I'm pretty sure that's going to stand. But the actual physical infrastructure that our country was built on, I think they're letting that crumble as well.
And then seizing what's left of it and charging you exorbitant unfair prices for it. We got the IMF and World Bank documents, over 2,000 pages released, right when Joseph Stiglitz, the chief economist at the World Bank in 2002, quit. I had Greg Palast, the BBC, on about it at the time. We have articles written on the subject. And in the documents, and he released a bunch of them, and then BBC got threatened to be sued by the IMF and World Bank, so they didn't release all of them, but they admit they were authentic. And they laugh. I mean, this is maniacal. They call it the IMF riot. how they want to create implosions in economies, including the U.S. economy, how they want to then seize the roads, the water, everything. And it's about running everybody out of business. It's about destroying economies so they can then buy everything up for pennies on the dollar. Jim Mars?
Well, right. You have to understand that the United States of America has provided the greatest stumbling block to the New World Order's plan for globalism, and that's because we have a tradition of individual liberty and freedom, and we have the Constitution, the Bill of Rights,
and private property,
the legal right for this freedom, and we have guns. And in case anybody's been asleep for the past 20 years, there has been an ongoing, never-ending attempt to try to disarm the population.
You liberal, how dare you be for the Second Amendment? Did you know it's now liberal to be pro-gun? I'm being sarcastic. Oh, yeah, these neocons have turned everything around. Big government's conservative, gun control's conservative, open border's conservative, attacking innocent countries is conservative. They're about as conservative as a ham sandwich.
That's true. And again, we're back to Illuminati philosophy. You know, penetrate, infiltrate, take over any group that seems to be making headway, and then turn it for your own ends.
That's how they do it. Parasites to the end, hijackers to the end, freebooters to the end. You know, that's the Illuminati's mascot. It isn't just a pyramid or an owl. The Skull and Bones and other Germanic death cults, their favorite mascot is the Skull and Bones, the Jolly Roger, the pirates. They say little prayers to pirates at Bohemian Grove that I've witnessed and at Skull and Bones. Jim, were you aware of that?
Yes, I am. And are you aware that the black flag with the white skull and crossbones that we normally think of as the pirate flag was actually the naval ensign of the old Knights Templars, the
yes.
world's first great corporation?
Yes, and the British funded letter of mark ships all over to go around basically pirates, the golden age of pirates, 1660 to 1750 or so, was fleets of British pirates, which were British auxiliary naval ships, stealing.
And primarily raiding on French and Spanish shipping, which were Catholic countries. This was the Knights Templars continuing their battle against the papacy.
Anything else, caller?
Yeah, I was wondering about the Rome collapse, how close we are to our own collapse. Everyone looks at the Roman civilization and said, how could they ever have fallen? And they don't realize that we are just the same.
Well, we are teetering. We're just on the brink. In fact, I think the only reason that they haven't collapsed the U.S. economy is two reasons. Number one, the basic reason is they don't want to, they want to keep the profits flowing, they want to keep the coffers filling until they figure they just can't do it anymore. And, of course, then the way they've held that off is they just keep printing more paper, worthless money. And, that's why what we're experiencing today is an inflationary depression. In the 30s, during the Great Depression, it was a monetary depression. The money was good. It was hard to come by.
They reduced the supply. They reduced the supply. It's more insidious to jack it up.
Yeah, today they've jacked it up, and today everybody has money, but you can't buy as much as you could. I remember when I could get gasoline for 15 cents a gallon, and now it's over $3.
When I was a little kid, a four-bedroom luxury house was $70,000, and now it's $750,000.
Exactly, and this is because they just keep turning more and more money, and this is an inflationary depression.
Well, here's an example. They've doubled the money supply the last 6 years. The new Fed chairman, Bernanke, says he's going to double it in the next two. Then they made the M2 money supply secret. So we've had a public devaluation, at least in the actual currency markets, of 40%+, and so the stock market's really at about 6,000.
Exactly. And another thing people don't realize is that starting in the 80s during the Reagan administration and up till today, there have been more bank failures than failed during the Great Depression.
You're absolutely right. Thank you, caller. Let's talk to John in Ohio. John, you're on the air.
Yes, I think there's a lot of parallels between the situation of the Kennedy assassination in the 60s and now. Of course, the Operation Northwoods that planned by the Pentagon to kill Americans and blame it on Cuba was called off by Kennedy. The fact that he was going to get out of Vietnam, according to his aides, Mike Mansfield and Kenny O'Donnell. And that was a major policy that I think is parallel with today with this plans for this new world war by these crazy neocons. And I think the media plays a key role. It's not only the military-industrial complex and the CIA that killed him, but the media, the leading media that covered it up, the fact that Time Life, the expert in photography, put that phony...
Well, sir, Time Life is admitted to be CIA-run. Skull and Bones members owned it. I mean, give me a break. Yeah.
Well, yeah, if you look at that famous picture that was sent around the world on the front of Life magazine, that obviously forged a picture of Oswald's head on somebody else's body holding that Carcano rifle, and two leftist newspapers to falsely frame him up as a leftist, as the patsy, and the fact that Life magazine reversed the photos in the Zapruder film to make it look like he was shot from behind, the fact that Mark Lane got his CIA file, and it showed that the CIA had ordered all their agents throughout the media to discredit him, and they actually gave him the talking points to do so. I think we got to realize the media is still with all of these attempts to hit piece the 9/11 inside job is still with us, and the Democratic Party is another problem because they, of course, are controlled by that military-industrial complex.
What about, let me bring up another subject here, what about Gerald Posner? Now he says 9/11 was an inside job and creates straw man arguments that are total baloney. He does the same thing on JFK, but still a few people believing.
Well, let me tell you what Gerald Posner told me to my face. He said it was not even his idea to write that Kennedy assassination debunking book. He said he was approached to do that and pledged the full cooperation of the CIA. So that tells you, again, shows you how they operate.
On record, he tells you he was recruited by the Central Intelligence Agency.
He told me to my face that it was not his idea to write the book, that he was approached to write the book and pledged the full cooperation of the CIA.
Okay, but
which is tantamount to saying they said, yeah, exactly. Now, yeah, the caller brought up a really great point that I'm going to address Saturday night at the Lakewood Theater in Dallas, which is the parallels between the Kennedy assassination and 9/11. And without going into detail, I'll just hit a couple of high points. One parallel is that within hours, even when most people didn't understand what had happened, the federal government announced that one man was responsible for it all, Oswald or Osama bin Laden. Official pronouncements were made to be later quietly withdrawn. We were told they found the paper passport of one of the hijackers in a street in New York, and then later they said, well, it wasn't Mohammed Atta, it was another guy, and then that dropped completely from the news stories because people were beginning to wonder how could those planes have been totally disintegrated in this huge fire, but a paper passport survived. A group of specialist medical doctors in the JFK case and the building engineers who were hired by FEMA were not allowed to look at the primary evidence. They were not allowed to study the whole issue. The autopsy doctors in the case of JFK were not even allowed to do basic autopsy procedures.
The brain was replaced.
Yeah, or even to examine his clothing. Hello, find out where the bullet hole is. And in the case of 9/11, according to Dr. Corley, who headed the 26-man FEMA engineering team, they were not allowed to inspect the steel. They were not allowed to test it. They weren't even allowed to go in those buildings. They simply said, there it is, and it fell down because of fire. The whole thing is just, it's a sham. It's just a huge sham.
Don't we have to see the complicity of also the corporate media, expose them, the Zionist lobby, because I think the United Bush is using as their attack dog as this prelude for war, this so-called untouchable, whitewashed Zionist government of Israel that is whitewashed as much by the Democrats as the Republicans. And you look at the Democrats and their chief leading people in the Democratic Leadership Council, like Hillary Clinton, is funded by the Zionist lobby, receives most money from the Zionist lobby, the military-industrial complex.
Let me just say this, John. What you're saying is not debatable. We have the Times of London and we have the New Yorker magazine, both with high-level Pentagon sources that were in the meetings with Cheney and the Brits, from the British end and the U.S. end, two separate high-level sources from impeccable sources, Times of London and Cy Hirsch, who I found to be nothing but credible in the past, a goldmine of sources, that Bush said to Cheney, I want this to be the curtain raiser, have Israel attack now. And then there's the crowd that wants to say it's all Israel. It isn't defending Israel to say they got the order from the U.S., folks. You know, it's like the left arm and the right arm. But the point is, we have the smoking gun that this was launched. Thank you, John. We'll be right back with Jim Mars. An amazing interview. More calls straight ahead. We are so honored to have him. They'll be speaking for a full hour, about 45 minutes, I'm told, and 15 minutes of questions. Coming up this Saturday night, he will take the stage at about 9:45 at the Lakewood Theater in Dallas after my film Terror Storm.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that in 1975, 32 senators and 92 representatives signed a Declaration of Interdependence, which stated that we must bring about a new world order? It called for the surrender of our national sovereignty to international organizations. It called for the redistribution of the wealth from America to third and fourth world countries. This is the same New World Order called for by former President George Herbert Walker Bush 210 times at the start of the Iraqi War in 1990-1991. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Jim's going to be staying with us a little bit into the next segment. Now I'm going to hit some final news headlines, recap some top stories on this live Tuesday edition. Right now, let's go to Elias in Michigan. You're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Hi. Back to your corridor. They say that they're going to build this corridor, and ultimately it will go to the courts. And you know what the courts will do? The courts will condemn your properties and give you nothing for them.
Not with the Texas bill they passed. It doesn't even go to the courts.
Well,
Let me just finish. You were offered a pittance, and if you don't take it, then they just grab your property.
And that was all decided within the past year or so, where the Supreme Court ruled that private developers can take your property through eminent domain if they can show they can make a profit with it.
And let's be clear, in Piscataway, in Connecticut, in Texas, and these are just three cases I like to use. There's hundreds. Okay, go ahead, caller.
This has got to go to this Supreme Court. This is just the size of this project. Those were small pickings you're talking about going to the Supreme Court, and he said it's okay to do that.
Well, we're not saying it's okay, sir. It's lawless government. It's called tyranny.
No, but it'll have to. It just stands to reason.
Sir, he just said it's been to the Supreme Court. They're saying, period.
They said, yeah, they can take your property.
Yeah,
if you can't own property, you're not free. Period.
Caller?
Yes.
We're not arguing with you that this is bad.
We'll go to the Supreme Court.
Did you hear about New London Kelo, sir?
There's no way. Yeah, but that's small pickings.
No, they said period. They said period. Financial interest. I mean, sir, they can't torture little kids, but they are.
I understand that, but this is in the midst of this big country and concerning millions of people. You're trying to tell me that they're just going to sit there and stick it down their throat?
Well, sir, it's not just in the midst of this. Hold on. And don't be angry at us. It's not just in the midst of the country. It's 83 major highways.
That's true. And let me tell you, they're already holding public hearings in Texas on this Trans-Texas Corridor, which is the Texas lane of this whole superhighway that's going to split the United States in half.
It's the eighth order.
This is enormous.
It's been called the biggest land grab in history, and yet it has not gone to the courts, because after signing this unconstitutional treaty with Canada and Mexico, President Bush put it all under the Department of Commerce, and they've been working with the state people saying, this is a good plan, we're going to do this. And
while meanwhile saying all the details are classified and secret.
Say billions, when it comes to condemning billions of properties, billions of dollars of property, somebody is going to squawk.
And that's why they've got...
Big. It's not going to be someone small.
Caller, and that's why they've got armored SWAT teams in every county.
Oh, yeah.
Training.
They're going to go out and shoot them.
Let me just tell you, sir, I'm not saying this isn't going to happen. What I'm saying to you is, we have the Democratic candidate for Ag Commissioner, a pretty big guy in here, and he, without me asking, said he's ready to start shooting. Believe me, sir, I know the sentiment. I'm telling you how arrogant these people are, and so I'm glad that you're upset and angry about it, but we're just telling you the truth.
You will see this will happen. Hey, go ask John in Ohio. Hey, man, he knows what he's talking about. But you say, oh, this is all done deal. This is all concluded. There's no problem. They have their bureaucrats have said so. No government is going to interfere. Nobody's going to stop them. And maybe the Supreme Court won't stop them being as corrupt as they are. My point is, the courts are so damn corrupt that they don't get a damn, but this will have to go to the...
Well, listen, I'm going to let you go. You're getting a little bit profane there on air. Caller, I appreciate it. Listen to me, sir. You're getting mad at the messenger. I'm not saying we can't stop it. I'm saying we've got to admit how bad it is. Jim, I mean, we're on the same page. We've never even talked about this. We're saying the same things. We've just read the news articles. This is what these crazies are claiming. This is how corrupt it's gotten, Jim.
Well, the caller seems to be of the opinion that that somebody's going to squawk, and that's true, and that they're going to take it to court, and that's true. What I'm trying to say, and I think what you're trying to say, Alex, is that once the Supreme Court has made a ruling and says yes, they can take your property, then every lower court, no matter what the decision, is going to be blocked, right?
And and we're not saying it's a just ruling. The Supreme Court three separate times said black people weren't human beings. Okay, or we're two-thirds human being, or separate but equal, and those were wrong rulings. So I'm saying we shouldn't go along with it. You know, I don't like talking about this, but I've got property, personally. My family's got property that is on the seizure, already announced that they're going to grab it. I mean, do you think I'm happy about this, brother?
Not a chance.
You're saying Supreme Court will save us. The Supreme Court preemptively, for all of these land grabs that are coming, rule that if private land barons want to even lobby, they said they can come pay your city or county or state to come take your land, and I'm telling you, then in those cases, what goes almost unreported is people aren't even getting just compensation. In some cases, they're taking it without paying you a red cent. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. Now available is the 2006 BioSolutions Plus. The BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is unavailable. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote-unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
Ladies and gentlemen, hope to see you this Saturday in Dallas from 7 to the wee hours. It's going to be a great event. The tickets are going fast. It'll probably sell out. Looks like it will. At Infowars.com, there's any tickets left, we'll sell them at the door. But don't count on it. That happens once in a blue moon. I'll show my film, Terror Storm, also available at Infowars.com. I will then give a speech, take questions, then Jim Mars will take the stage for an hour, and with his speech, JFK to 9/11, which I'm really looking forward to, and then I'm going to show 35 minutes I shot at Bilderberg in June, the elite global meeting with Queens and Rockefeller and all the rest of them prancing around, and we will then have some great live music, which Kevin Smith will tell you about in a few minutes. Jim, before we take a few final calls and let you get out of here, and I appreciate all your time, tell us about the new book, which I've read and I think is excellent, one of the best 9/11 books out there, bar none, The Terror Conspiracy, which we also carry on Infowars.com.
That's right. Well, I cover all the known controversies about 9/11, but I also point out some things that most people might not know. I consider two smoking guns and 9/11 to be the war game exercises that were being conducted by NORAD and the FAA on the morning of 9/11. This is why when the FAA contacted NORAD and said, we have four hijacked planes, we need some help, and the first response was, is this the real world or the exercise? According to several reports, there are even as many as 22 false images or inputs software that was put on the FAA.
Well, on the new audio they released, they say, I think these are inputs, and they keep saying, I've never seen so much real world during an exercise.
That's right, and this is what totally confounded our $400 billion defense system, and the question becomes, how did the hijackers know when to conduct their attack in sequence in coordination with these war game exercises? And they did know because the NSA intercepted a message from Mohammed Atta on September the 10th, and he said the match is about to begin tomorrow zero hour. The match. He didn't say the jihad, the attack, the operation. He said the match.
Well, that's because he was taking part in the classified drills.
Exactly. So that means this is what shows that 9/11 was an inside job. Now, that doesn't mean that all of the people in NORAD and the FAA and everybody else were all in on the plot.
It's tiny compartments.
Exactly. And all you have to do is just penetrate it. Then you have the question of Abu Zubaydah. Abu was one of the top al-Qaeda chiefs that was caught in Pakistan in late 2002. And he was tricked into revealing that he was actually working for three Saudi princes, okay, acting through an air marshal in Pakistan. So, in other words, these Saudis were the ones behind the attack.
And then we've got General Mahmoud Ahmed, head of Pakistani intelligence, known as CIA, sending 100,000 to ADA. And when the 9/11 victims' families group, Bill Doyle, the head of it, tries to sue him, James Baker comes in and blocks it, and Bush blocks it.
Exactly. And let's never forget that Bush dragged his feet for almost 2 years before he even created any kind of investigation.
And then he appointed the 9/11 Whitewash Commission, and then they called it independent.
Yeah, and before that, he tried to put Henry Kissinger in charge of it. Boy, is that a slap in the face.
It is. Let's take calls. Again, it's all in the new book, The Terror Conspiracy, available at InfoWars.com, and Jim's going to be there during the event when he's not giving his speech. Signing books, I think, for about an hour or so. So that's going to be amazing as well. We're going to have his new book, The Terror Conspiracy, there for you. That was a wild caller earlier, Elias. I don't know why he was so upset at us, and we're sorry to be bringing him the bad news. We're just telling him the truth here. Let's talk to Ryan in Kentucky. Ryan, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir.
All right. This is my first time calling, by the way. But I have a lot of your DVDs and so forth, and I've actually got a question. Maybe both of you can address this. On your, I think, the latest police state video that came out, you were showing the links between the banks and so forth and the globalists and all that. And then you pointed out in one particular article about how they're pushing for a one-world religion. I haven't heard too much talk on that since then. I was maybe...
Well, I mean, a day after 9/11, Kofi Annan said... The head of the UN, the Secretary General, said it's because we don't have a one-world religion that this happened. We need to force everybody to, you know, worship basically one global god in subdivisions of their own gods. We have the Pope, both Ratzinger and the one before him, saying one-world government, new world order, world religion. I mean, what's your question? And we can throw it to Jim.
Okay, well, I guess my question was, is being that I haven't heard a whole lot about this, I know that there's a push now for a new Bible to come, maybe uniting all the religions together under one banner, one cause. Clearly the globalists would be behind it if it is. Just maybe some, just if there has been any new information on this or where they're actually at this point on it. Does it look like they're going to get away with it? Does it look like it's going to fail? That kind of thing.
Sure. Thanks for the call. The big thing is in China and Russia, you've always had churches. They're government certified. Now churches in the U.S. are licensed, and they're basically told what to say. They've been recruited by FEMA. I mean, it's all happening. Jim Mars?
Well, I guess, Alex, you probably saw the story where the government has called together a bunch of church leaders and told them they need to go and tell their flocks that render unto Caesar, and that if they declare martial law, they should go along with it. If there's gun confiscation...
Oh, yeah, we broke the documents.
Yeah, exactly. So, and, of course, this is nothing new. Of course, trying to install a new world religion They are pretty close to the chest on that one. That would really get a lot of people upset. And, of course, the neocons have counted on that Christian fundamentalist support for their position, so they don't want to get them upset. So, no, you don't hear a lot about that. But believe me, folks, the documents, the quotes, they're all there. This is part of it. And this is a long-standing plan.
And the way they'll do it is they're already going, the evil jihadists aren't for the loving one world. You're with the Muslim jihadis if you're not for one world government. And then the fake Christians go, oh my gosh, well then I'm for one world government if the evil jihadis aren't for it.
It's classic methodology, divide and conquer, problems, reaction, solution. Once you understand their methods, then you can see it plainly in action. But the problem is, this has not been presented to the public, and therefore the public reads one headline one day and a headline the
next
day.
Yeah, they don't know the tricks.
And they go, what the heck's going on?
They don't know the tricks. A few final calls, folks. We've got to go quick, and I'll let Jim go here in just a moment. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Colorado. John, go ahead.
Yes, thank you for taking my call, Alex. Quickly, 2 points. The first point, if the new world order comes to your door and says you got to sell your property right now and we're only going to give you $60,000 for it, then you tell them, okay, I'll sell it, but I want 60,000 one-ounce silver eagle coins. Point two, the Trans-Texas Corridor and the other 80 corridors they plan on building, you got to realize it's more than just what you've been talking about. These corridors will be used as a Berlin Wall. You won't be able to penetrate them.
Oh, no, let me stop you. In the Trans-Texas Corridor, which is the model for the rest of the country, they admit they will block all the roads where you can't even exit, but every 50 miles, they already have it from Oklahoma up into Kansas.
Okay, now I'm finishing my point, and I'll get off. The point is you got to get a hold of Dr. Michael Kaufman, and if you don't have his number, get it through...
No, I've interviewed him many times over the years.
Okay. He's got the maps. What they intend to do in order to get control of America, they're going to split it up into 7 to 10 regions, and that's how they're going to do it, through the building of these corridors.
Yeah, it's called neo-feudalism, total serfdom, forcing us on the tiny little plantations that they manipulate and control. Thank you for the call. Great caller. You want to comment on the neo-feudalism, Jim?
Yeah, I want to comment on his first statement about when the New World Order shows up at your door and offers to buy your property. I don't think you have to worry about them taking it or selling it. What happens is almost everybody that's listening to my voice has a mortgage on their home. Okay, and that mortgage is held by a bank, which is probably held by other banks.
And it's called an ARM, adjustable rate mortgage. They can jack it up anytime they want or call in the whole note.
Or they can call in the whole note. And if the economy of this country takes a nosedive, what you're going to find is a Chinese soldier at your door with armed, representing the UN peacekeeping force, and he's going to say,
that is in official news documents, an agreement signed to use Mexican and Canadians. This is not a joke.
It's not a joke. But they're not going to just take it. They're not going to steal it. They're not going to pay for it. They're going to repossess your property, okay, because it's owed. The note comes in, and they say, we're here, you're out, and everybody will be on foot, and everybody will have to go to these FEMA relocation or
the Superdome
camps. Yeah, just like we saw happen after Katrina.
Which FEMA sabotaged and ran that whole op. Let's go ahead and talk to Danny in Florida. Danny, you're on the air.
Hi, guys. Thanks for the education. Does the Zapruder film show the driver turning around and firing at the president?
No. Absolutely not. But what it does show is that the driver, contrary to his testimony, where he said he didn't even know the assassination was happening until Kellerman sitting next to him said, we're hit, get us out of here. According to the film, you can see that after the first shot at Kennedy, the brake lights come on the car. The car slows to almost a complete stop with the driver looking back over his right shoulder.
The opposite of the default position to screech out of there.
Exactly. They're trained at the first sign of trouble, hit the gas and get out of there, and instead they hit the brake and left him hanging there as a great target until after the fatal headshot. Only then does he face front, release the brake, and accelerate out of Dealey Plaza.
The copy I saw shows the driver turning around, his arm apparently pointing at Kennedy, and his hand blacked out.
Okay, well, what you're seeing there is some bad copies have been misinterpreted. You're seeing the
bad copies on the web and then dumped the tape, I know.
That's right, and what you're actually seeing there is the sun glinting off of Kellerman's oiled hair. And actually, if you could get a good copy and really, really study it closely, you'll find that Greer, the driver, his hands never leave the steering wheel.
Yeah, that caller faded out there. Is the caller still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, good. I must be getting some cross chatter or something there. Okay, caller, I appreciate that. Let's go ahead and take a final call from Betsy in Florida. Betsy, you're on the air.
Thank you, Alex. Mr. Mars, I am a great admirer of your work. I've studied the JFK assassination for over 20 years, and I wondered what you thought about something that I came across recently, a memo that was released from J. Edgar Hoover mentioning a George Bush, and they assumed that it was George Bush Sr., and George Bush Sr. denied that he was in the CIA in 63.
Yeah, that came up during the 1992 election, and what it is an FBI document saying that reporting on the reaction of the anti-Castro Cuban community to the assassination, and they said this information was provided orally by Mr. George Bush of the CIA. George Herbert Walker Bush, of course, denied that that was him.
Let me just say something. They just supposedly made him CIA director 10 years later, never being in the CIA. It's like Porter Goss was secretly CIA for 20 years before they made him head of the CIA. And, of course, we have in CIA operations ships called Barbara and
The Houston.
Yeah. Well, I mean, go through it for people that don't know about it.
Right. The Bay of Pigs invasion, the two ships involved with the Barbara and the Houston. And I can even tell you better than this. I am still in touch with a former CIA black ops pilot who was flying arms and ammunition for the Bay of Pigs invaders, and he said that one of the oil companies that the CIA was using as a front to ship these arms around was the Zapata drilling of Midland, Odessa, Texas.
I've also seen, is it a Dallas Morning News or a Dallas Times, now defunct Herald, photo of a Bush senior, you know, the young man standing up against the wall, and it's clearly him. You could almost biometrically scan it and confirm it. I mean, it's Bush.
So there's a lot of information connecting Bush and his oil friends to the Kennedy assassination.
Well, another question I had, was he part of the meeting at Clint Murchison's house?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
Who was there the night before the assassination was Lyndon Johnson, J. Edgar Hoover, Richard Nixon, and Penn Jones, the old Midlothian newspaper editor, calls this the commander's meeting where they made the final decision whether or not to go through with the assassination.
Okay, we're out of time. Thank you so much, Betty, in Florida, for joining us. We're going to let Jim go here in just a moment, but here's Kevin Smith. Kevin, tell us about, after Jim's done speaking, and then I show my Bilderberg group footage at this event where I'm going to premiere Terror Storm, who are some of the live bands we're going to have after?
Well, Alex, we've got such a great, you know, world-class lineup, really. I mean, we've learned that there's a lot of heavy information that can get you down, so we're trying to mix these things and make them happy. So this isn't in any particular order, but we're going to bring the Arab League up there. And if everyone remembers when they appeared on your show, we put their video Death Star up on the web. Guerrilla News Network grabbed it and made it their video of a month. So if you haven't seen them, they're so much fun.
Yeah, it's really funny. I mean, it's white guys dressed up like Arabs making fun of Bush and like going through all his CIA connections. And then we've got the really great folks. They're going to be there. I mean, as well as the Arab League, we're also going to have Shanghai Five.
Yeah, I was reading the bio on them, and I think this is the best description I can really put in, encapsulate in a nutshell. Ultra Lounge is what they call it. But these bands, there's a lot of theater involved also with their music. So, and with Shanghai Five, one of their main instruments is a Macintosh computer. So you're going to really see the way they apply technology to their music, and it is just a really, really good sound. And this other band that they've brought forward out of Fort Worth, just getting familiar with them now, they're called the Theater Fire. And I'm going to read their little bio because I think this really is it. The Theater Fire has a knack for spinning yarns about drifters, hangmen, brothers, and lovers, grappling with their own honor, trust, guilt, and loss. These tales are woven together by arrangements including a weeping pedal steel and violin, strains of accordion, mandolin, and xylophone, plucked banjo and guitar. I mean, it is really a very Texas, Western type of music.
Do you have the group's three websites for people real quick, Kevin?
You can go right now onto the website, Infowars.com, click on the Dallas Premier, and they are linked on that website.
That's right. We've got a link to all three, and we're really glad they're coming, but we're especially glad that Jim Mars is coming. Jim, I want to thank you for spending so much time with us, and I look forward to seeing you in Dallas. We're going to meet a little bit early on Saturday. I'll see you in just a few days, my friend.
All right. Everybody, take care.
We will see you then. Are you excited about the event?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is going to be great, and this is an opportunity for a lot of the people in Dallas who may have very limited access to 9/11 information to hear it all under one roof.
Yeah, it's going to be a great 9/11 event. Well, Jim, again, thanks for all the time today, and I'll see you this Saturday.
All right. Adios.
God bless. There goes Jim Mars, author of the new book that we are so excited about, Terror Conspiracy, available at Infowars.com. Kevin, in closing, these are three great diverse bands.
Great bands, and with Jim Mars, I mean, he's just a Texas institution to have a guy of his caliber there. Also, I was talking to Reed Robinson of Shanghai Five a little while ago. He said the Libertarian candidate for the governor of Texas will be there, and the Green Party candidate of the governor of Texas will be there. This is good. Let's get this word out, and we're going to wake everybody up in Dallas to the truth about 9/11.
I'm excited. Dallas is really a black hole when it comes to real news and information. So we hope to see you all there, and it's your last chance to get tickets because they are selling out quickly at Infowars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Final news and information in the final segment. Straight ahead.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Great people like Jim Mars out there. So many great Texans, so many great Americans, so many great Californians, New Yorkers, folks in Kansas, Missouri, doesn't matter, Florida, all over this country, Wyoming, Utah, Idaho, Colorado, everywhere. people good all over the world, and we've got these evil people that live off of our fruits, off of our labor, because we are naive and we are kind and we are stupid. And it's time to wake up to what's happening. The neocons are running around saying that they don't like what Iran has to say when it is conciliatory. They want to claim that they're global government and they decide who gets to have weapons. Even though they don't have weapons, the same crowd that lied about WMDs is lying about that. And our whole society is in danger. Everything beautiful, everything good, everything innocent. It's all in danger. I mean, I'd rather just live my life and spend my weekends fishing and gardening and hanging out, and I'd work probably 20, 30 hours a week and find a job where I could work the minimum amount, and I'd just be out enjoying myself. But I can't do that. I've got to work every night till midnight, 2 in the morning. I've got to have 15 irons in the fire at every, you know. I've got to run around battling these people because, number one, I know that things are going to be a lot worse if we don't fight the New World Order. And number two, I know that regardless, I have a duty to fight this corruption. And I have a drive. It burns in my gut, in my sinew, in my very bones to not like sick criminals that just feed on people. I mean, we had that British ambassador on from Uzbekistan about how almost the entire population lives on slave farms and state-owned cotton systems. That produce cotton for the world, and they make $2 a month, and they have to have internal passports. I don't want to live like that. I mean, that makes my blood boil. And that somehow is weird today to have an instinct against being a slave. And let me tell you, I got an instinct against being a slave because my forefathers were slaves, and they didn't want to be slaves, and they fought back. And they stood up, and we got a little bit of freedom. And all of you, I don't care if you're black or white or Chinese or Japanese, you came from slaves. You've been dominated before, and the systems, the sciences of control were developed 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 years ago, and they're being used today with a more sophisticated overlay of all the tricks these people learned against us. And it's just time to get it past the cowardice and to admit as a society what we're facing. A bunch of elites that say that mine and yours and mine aren't worth living, and we're a bunch of cattle, and we're a bunch of useless feeders. No, Madeleine Albright and David Rockefeller and Wolfensohn and Saxe Coburg, Gotha, the House of Tudor, you're a bunch of trash, and you've screwed up the world, and you've held us back. You've now got your big secret government and all your advanced technologies, and you're so arrogant and giddy with your power. I'm sick of you people. You're a cancer. And you're bad. You don't have the people's best interest at heart. You're a bunch of Malthusian, social Darwinistic, anti-freedom, anti-human, anti-God. You're just filth. And so, some of us hear your threats. Some of us see what you're setting up. Some of us can look around and we're not domesticated, and we know a cage when we see it. So, we declare war on you right back. And we're going to prosecute this war. We're going to wake the people up to what you are. And then we're going to arrest you, and you're going to be tried. And you know what? I know that by believing that and saying that and knowing that we can do it, that we're going to win with God's help. I have faith. And I've also seen my faith put into reality, and I've seen it have an effect. So take heart, have courage. They can get some of us, but they can't get all of us. You only live once. You ought to do the right thing. You ought to do what you should. Not just roll over and be a decadent piece of filth. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2, Central Standard Time. And I'll see you in Dallas this Saturday. God bless you all.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.